News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, by the way, got to tell you about ZLA Solutions. So, like, I know these people personally. ZLA Solutions. I was just talking to them a couple of days ago, and they have had one of the best months in the company's history because they're just literally getting people back to work left and right right now. So let me just tell you, ZLA Solutions, you can find their website, ZLAUSA.com. If you're looking for a job, go to that website, ZLAUSA.com. And they've got jobs posted all over North Alabama, really all over the state of Alabama. And they've got great pay, great benefits. They told me they've got one new plant they've picked up as a client where they're putting people in for over $20 an hour plus benefits. And folks, I'm just telling you, these jobs are out there if you want one. And if you're an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your own workforce, they do that. ZLA Solutions, they will find the people you need. They'll do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug tests, the investigations, all of it. And they will get people signed up to be a part of your workforce. Just go to ZLAUSA.com and check it out. At ZLA Solutions, they like to say, at ZLA, we don't make it. We just make it better. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. All right, so I'm switching gears now. The Triple Dipper. I just did the whole first part of the show there, almost an hour and a half, on COVID mixed messages. Wow. Mixed messages in the courts, mixed messages in the media, mixed messages from government officials, not the least of which is that knucklehead Jeffrey Zients, who apparently somehow landed the cush gig of being the White House's chief coordinator for coronavirus response, who says it's going to be a dark winter in which all the unvaccinated are going to be suffering death among themselves and their families in overwhelming hospitals. Crisis, panic. And then he goes on to say, but it's not a panic situation. Thank you so much. All right, but that being said, let me switch gears and go to number two on the Triple Dipper. A story came out this weekend on 60 Minutes. You know, 60 Minutes, a part of the CBS News Network. 60 Minutes Investigates did a story, and they call it Americans Fighting for Access to Sewage Disposal. I'm looking at it right here. I printed out a copy of it. Well, I've got a clip that I'm going to play in a minute, and I'm not sure if I'll get to it before the break or not, but let me just tell you something. Here's the gist of this story. First of all, there are any number of places, and I know some here in North Alabama, where people set up their mobile homes or they set up small homes and they don't go to the trouble or the expense to put in a septic system. Let me tell you, first of all, that's against the law. And secondly, understand this. The law of this state, and as far as I know, every other state, is that that is a private sector issue. If there is sewage infrastructure, then the lines will be run at the discretion of the community leadership. The lines will be run. It is the homeowner's responsibility to then have their property correctly tied on. And by the way, where we lived for 24 years in Rainbow City, Alabama, where we lived for 24 years, our house when we first bought it was on septic. About 5 years after we moved in, the city ran sewer lines literally through my backyard. We had to get an easement. They had to cut down a couple of trees. The sewer lines were put in. It was then our choice whether to tie on at our own expense, which we did, and I'm glad we did. It is the homeowner's responsibility to pay for the installation or the hookup of sewage being exfilled from the property, whether it be a septic system or whether it be a sewer line connection. You know who regulates that? The Alabama Department of Public Health. And believe me, I know it firsthand. Because when it comes to regulating things, the Alabama Department of Public Health struck me as being a lot like working with the mafia. Charlene and I, after living 24 years in my one house in Rainbow City, we finally built a house here, you know, near our 35 years of marriage. So we built a house, and it's in a beautiful neighborhood. We live, you know, in a place where we just can't believe we get to live there. But it's out in the county, and it's in a beautiful neighborhood that is not on sewer line. It's on septic. That's fine. Well, getting the septic system approved became a fight like I have not ever seen. I mean, to the point that I was about ready to file suit against the Department of Public Health because they wouldn't even work with us and approve anything. And I wound up having to spend like five times the amount that we had ever planned once they finally engaged themselves to be able to work with us. A year after we moved in, they certified the septic tank. Yeah, a year after we moved in. However, That being said, that is what they do. And never once did I say, hey, Department of Public Health, will you pay for my septic tank? No, I didn't, because that's my responsibility. Well, yet 60 Minutes is painting Alabama as that horrible backwoods state where they won't do anything to help people who don't pay for their own septic tanks. Oh my gosh. But what it also goes on to show is that the Biden Department of Justice, the same Biden DOJ that's trying to enforce the vaccine mandates, sue the state of Texas for their election laws and other things like that. So the same Department of Justice has apparently just initiated an investigation into Alabama because they believe that in some way we should be paying for people that have septic tanks installed. I'll tell you more about it when we get back. It's going to curl your hairs. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We will be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, by the way, etaxbreaks.com. How cool is this? So etaxbreaks is an organization whose sole mission in life is to just find you money. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, that's like the ultimate job. Hey, I go to work every day. I just call people and say, found you some more money. And that's literally what they do, though, by the way. I'm not being facetious. I am, but I'm not. They literally go to work every day just for the sole purpose of finding money for their clients, and they find a lot of it. So here's the deal. The simple ways you run your business, things you might think are common sense, like where did you place your business geographically, or who did you hire? Like, did you hire a veteran? Did you keep your business open during the pandemic? Did you survive a natural disaster as a business? All these things and more may qualify you for things like tax refunds, tax rebates, tax incentives, or for that matter, even grants. And I'm just saying, there's like over 3,000 programs around the nation that eTaxBreaks is very experienced, 23 years of experience at finding. They go out and search them, and they only get paid if they find you money. Literally, they only get paid if they find you money. And in July alone, they found over $7 million for their clients in 1 month. 1 month! Check them out. They got a landing page just for our Right Side listeners, etaxbreaks.com/right side. etaxbreaks.com/right side. All right. So back to the story at hand. All right. I've got a clip that I'm going to play. Copper, I see you got a highlight. So clip three. Clip three is actually from the 60 Minutes expose, if you will. 60 Minutes is literally doing a story telling the world that Alabama is that horrible place where they won't help you get your septic tank fixed. That's not true. That's not true at all. In fact, I'm going to play this little clip right here, just a segment, if you will, about a minute and a half of the interview, and then I'm going to tell you some of the untruths that 60 Minutes chose not to say about Alabama, or for that matter, any other place in the nation. Go ahead and play clip three, Copper.
Who in Alabama is responsible for fixing this public health mess? Lowndes County officials told us that we tried to find who in Alabama is responsible for fixing this public health mess. Lowndes County officials told us they don't have the money. The governor and the head of the State Department of Public Health declined to speak with us. But someone else at the department did. Sherry Bradley's office regulates septic systems in rural areas, among other things. She said it's not the department's job to build infrastructure.
Who is responsible?
I can tell you who's not responsible, and that's the Department of Public Health. We're not responsible.
But the U.S. Department of Justice has some questions. Last month, just days after we spoke with Bradley, the DOJ launched an unprecedented civil rights investigation into whether the Alabama Department of Public Health is discriminating against black residents in Lowndes, denying them access to proper sanitation.
All right, stop there. Stop there. All right, let me just point out a few things in that story that perhaps you can't see because we're on audio and that story was video. First of all, the lady, Sherry Bradley, who represented in the interview that who is not responsible is the Alabama Department of Public Health, is a black lady herself. All right, there's that. Number two, I find it very interesting that just days after they interviewed her, apparently the Department of Justice caught wind of something and decided they were going to launch an investigation into the state of Alabama. Huh, go figure. And then on top of that, you got the fact that Sherry Bradley was not wrong. She wasn't wrong at all. But the way she said it left a piece out, either that or perhaps they, I will go ahead and suggest, may have edited the interview. Because here's the deal. Not only are they not responsible, they are not by law to do it. State law specifically states that the state of Alabama shall not fund private enterprise or private infrastructure. Period. Period. The very idea that this entire 60 Minutes expose is designed to show that Alabama is not taking care of its people, there's nothing further from the truth. But if you read the interview, by the way, I've got a copy of it. I went ahead and printed off a large segment of this so I could have it in my hands. So here it is. I'm looking at this big wad of paper titled 60 Minutes Investigates Americans Fighting for Access to Sewage Disposal. Lowndes County, which is down there between Selma and Montgomery, they talk about the fact that it was a civil rights, location, and that there are people like Catherine Coleman Flowers, a White House advisor, and is turning a spotlight on this long-standing public health failure. And they go out and they interview people. Like they went to one husband and wife's home, and they asked the lady, so this is runoff from your house? Because there was an obvious smell and there was wet spots in the yard. She said, yes, sir. He said, this empties right out in this little drainage area in your backyard? Yes, sir. You know why? Because it was a straight pipe. It was a straight pipe. There was no septic tank. Because when she put her mobile home on that site, she did not have a septic tank installed. She now says she can't afford to do so. I point out the fact that she chose to live there. I don't know her circumstances. I recognize that that could be somewhat indifferent, and that it may be something that when I've said that, I find out that there are circumstances in her life later that I find out she couldn't move or she has, it's not viable to move. I get that. I'm open to that. But I still cannot get around the fact that there is nothing of truth in the idea that the state of Alabama is supposed to be doing something. But here's what they left out. As the Department of Justice wants to weaponize itself once again and come after one of the red states, what I find just completely disingenuous is that no one in this 60 Minutes expose chose to talk about the fact that just in July of this year, the same lady, Sherry Bradley, was interviewed by AL.com. And it was quite the expose for AL.com, because what happened was there was a $2.9 million grant given to Lowndes County, a grant given to Lowndes County to be able to begin rectifying poor sewage. Now, I will say this. Apparently, the soil in that part of the state is called the Black Belt area. It was very rich for the ability to grow cotton. But part of what makes that soil so great for growing cotton also makes it difficult for septic tanks. So septics may be more expensive there than they are in other places in the state. However, that being said, it doesn't perk well is what they're saying. That being said, a $2.9 million grant was obtained for the purposes of rectifying the situation. It was a $2 million grant from the Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, to Lowndes County's Unincorporated Wastewater Program Sewer Board, an organization that Sherry Bradley incorporated as a nonprofit in 2019. And she also was required to get a 25% local funding match, so Bradley herself led a drive that raised over $695,000 from local companies and area business people and politicians and other donors. I mean, this is big doings. However, Lowndes County leadership could not get their act together. And political infighting by members of the local board began to be an issue, and they lost the grant. Does 60 Minutes cover that? No. 60 Minutes believes that it should help weaponize the Department of Justice and come after the state of Alabama and actually say that nobody's doing anything to try and make this right. Never mind the fact that locals and local government and business leaders had combined with a grant from the Department of Agriculture, and they had $2.9 million to start fixing these things. And it fell apart because local leadership couldn't get their act together. That's a crisis of leadership. That's not the job of the state of Alabama. The law of the state says that if a sewer line runs through your neighborhood, as a litigator, I used to represent public entities in court. I still do some, but literally I had lawsuits in court where I was literally defending the question of what happens when there's a sewer line backup into a house. The question becomes, where is it in the line? If there was a clog in the main line, the city-owned line, or the utility-owned line, or the board-owned line, then that entity is responsible. If there was something that occurred where a backflow valve in the line that runs to the house itself failed, that's the homeowner. Because the connection to the main line is the homeowner's responsibility, or the septic tank is the homeowner's responsibility. They just are. And you can't say otherwise. 60 minutes. I got a call right now on line two. Let me grab that. Bob from Athens. Hey, Bob, Phil Williams here. How you doing today?
I'm okay. I wanted to talk about something because you've practiced law and I have been on multiple juries. And I became acquainted with a principle in law called fruit from the poison tree.
Yeah.
And that's where if you show somebody is a liar, none of their testimony is ever accepted again. And I wish people would apply this principle to 60 Minutes and all the other news out there, that they lie constantly. They're always misrepresenting things. And 60 Minutes, this is just, they're trying to get something, but it isn't something honest.
No, you're exactly right, Bob. And yeah, fruit of the poisonous tree, that is a legal metaphor. It's used to describe, like you said, evidence that's obtained illegally. In this particular case, what the news source will say is we're not a court of law, and this is something that we believe our investigation has turned up. But they left out, there's possibility to a lie by omission as much as commission. And by leaving certain key pieces out, they have literally set up a story that sounds different than what the truth really is. It's a lie by omission in this case. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, but it's still, if you're in a court of law where we're trying to seek truth, that's also bad.
Yeah, well, I totally agree, Bob. I mean, you're spot on. And listen, I'm up against a break right now, but good call. And thanks for your service on the jury. That's always interesting. All right, folks, that was Bob from Athens, and you're welcome to call in if you got anything, 866-494-9866. Going to come back from this this break. I got a little bit more on the same topic here. Weaponization of state agencies, of governmental agencies. Oh, yeah, it's not uncommon, and this isn't the only example. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We will be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, I'm going to finish up this segment here about the weaponization of government agencies. So in this case, I would have to say, really, I need to rename that version of the Triple Dipper or that piece of it, because it's the weaponization of government agencies and the mainstream media. In this case, I'm really harping on this story that was done by 60 Minutes. That just comes out with this completely egregious review of people who, in this particular case, Lowndes County, Alabama, which is down near Selma and Montgomery, that area. It's a fairly poor section of the state, demographically speaking. It's very poor. But that being said, there are still standards. The Alabama Department of Public Health is the entity that regulates. I say regulates. They license. They approve the installation of septic systems. I mean, you got to flush, right? Every house has got to flush. It's got to go somewhere. It's going to happen. So all that to say, you can't just pump it out into your yard. And if you don't have a sewer line to tie onto, which is your responsibility by law, then you have to install a septic system. If you chose not to do so, you live with the results. This entire set of interviews that they did on 60 Minutes was all with people who chose not to install septic systems or did not have them installed and approved. And how, oh my goodness, it's the government should step in and fix this. This is horrible. How can the government of Alabama allow this to happen? Never mind the fact that 60 Minutes completely overlooked whether, I'm going to assume that if they are truly investigative reporters, that they just didn't even try. Or they chose to intentionally overlook the fact that just in July of this year, there were $2.9 million in independent fundraising and in U.S. Department of Agriculture grants to help correct some of the poor septic systems in the county. Yeah, you heard me, $2.9 million. I mean, that could have done a lot of sewage systems. And what happened? Local infighting among local leadership caused it to fall apart, and they lost the grant. But 60 Minutes wants you to believe the state of Alabama should be doing something about this. This is horrible. How can they do it? And what did they do in the article? I'm looking at it right now, literally. They interviewed one lady. Her name's Charlie May, and I won't say her last name, but they do in the article. But she blames it on racism. She says it's because they're black. And there's no secret about it, she says. She says it's been a white neighborhood. It had been fixed years ago. I disagree. There's poor white people I can think of right now up in Cherokee County that we discovered a few years back. A lot of them were just literally doing straight pipe flushes right out into Weiss Lake. It was awful. And they had to go back and fix some of that. Doesn't matter. The truth of the matter is this. If you're going to flush, you got to flush right. And you can't just flush out into your yard and then expect the government to come in and fix it because you chose to do it that way. And the law of Alabama does not allow the state to spend money on that. The law of Alabama does not require the state to spend money on that. And the law of Alabama should not. Because connections to sewage, whether it be your septic or connecting to the main line of a sewer system, is the responsibility of the independent homeowner. And yet, despite all of that, the Biden Department of Justice has launched an investigation to find out why Alabama may be discriminating against black people with regards to sewage and septic systems. It's not the only thing. I've got a couple more here. I mean, not the least of which is a story from earlier this same month when the Biden Department of Justice decided to take action against the state of Texas. Literally, Senator Ted Cruz responded during a Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing on December 7th to say, quote, "Sadly, under Joe Biden, the DOJ operates as a partisan arm to target red states rather than an impartial law enforcement agency." And that is the way it feels. That is just, to me, this is an example, once again, of Attorney General Merrick Garland and how glad I am he's not on the Supreme Court, that they are literally suing Texas over their own redistricting. Their redistricting, which is, by the way, a function of their state government. It's a function of the state government to do redistricting, where they redraw their congressional and school board and state legislative lines, all those things. And I'm just saying, it happens. But yet you can see the way they view us. Story right here that I've got, that I pulled off of NPR. NPR? Yes, NPR. That literally says, for instance, they consider it's a red state, blue state thing when it comes to vaccinations. That's the way they look at us. I mean, they don't look at us as that other state which provides to the overall general welfare of these United States of America and the fact that we are a republic and there's a 10th Amendment to the Constitution that allows for state sovereignty in matters regarding the life, limb, and property of your citizens within the state boundaries. No. None of that matters. What matters is it's a red state, blue state. NPR has an article here dated June of this year. There's a stark red-blue divide when it comes to state vaccination rates. Okay. That's all it is. It's politics. Well, politics may come into play. But right now, politics are also being sensationalized by a weaponized Department of Justice and their compadres in the mainstream media. And it's shameful. Shameful. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We will be right back after the top of the hour news with more.